We're like that. Women get full, we need to empty. And then we're wonderful. When we get all emptied out, we're wonderful. When we're full, there's no space for you at all. No space for you at all when we're full. You'll know a woman is full because you have no room to be. You just can't be. You can't express anything. That means she's full. You might say, honey, you need to talk. Then she'll get all emptied out. Okay, these are two other things that I want to offer you. This is what I call do not pass go, do not collect $100 or $200 or anything. So this may not currently be your deal breaker, but I recommend you add it to your deal breakers because there's an enormous amount of suffering that comes if you let these go by. Okay? So for men, I recommend that you draw the line at a woman being impressed by who you already are. Being impressed, if she's not impressed by who you already are, your life will be miserable. When you tell her who you are and what you do and what you got, if her eyes don't light up like, ooh, you're cool, just pass, the end. If she's not impressed by who you are, the end. Ladies, I strongly recommend you make sure he likes your body. That he likes your body. The way that it is. No, don't wait how long, or just say, okay, so my body type, it works for you? Or are you thinking I need to lose a few or gain a few? This works for you? This does it for you? I was very stupid. My first date with my first husband, he said, I have a concern. I'm not sexually attracted to you. He was very honest. He came right out and he said it. I was one of those stupid, I thought, well, I can handle that. It never got fixed. Do you know what I mean? My body does not do it for him. You guys, you know you have those things called bell ringers, right? Bell ringers are the things that make you want to have sex. Right, guys? You know what I'm talking about? There's things a woman does that has you want to have sex. When you weren't thinking about it, wasn't on your mind, all of a sudden, yeah, hello. Right, guys? You have to nod your head? Well, I asked Greg about, I said, honey, what are your bell ringers? What is it that I do that makes you want to have sex? And he looked at me and goes, everything. And nothing. Everything you do, and if you do nothing, I want to have sex with you. I'm like, oh, that's how come this works so well. I mean, I've been 40 pounds heavier and 20 pounds thinner, and it doesn't matter. He just loves my body. Women need to be desired. A part of us dies if we're not desired. And so one of the biggest gifts a man can give a woman is just loving her body the way that it is. And you guys know you can't help it. You just have the body type that you love. And as you get older, you get a little more flexible. But if you love big women, you just love big women. And if you love little skinny things, you just love little skinny things. Don't try to fool yourself about it, because she'll just suffer. So men, if she's not impressed by who you are already, you've got no chance. And women, if he doesn't like your body the way that it is, you're going to have to be a pretzel forever. You've got no chance to just be yourself. So this is why, you know, like if you're going to go on a service, get the picture that makes you look the most like how you are. This is how I am, take it or leave it. This is how I am, this is who I am. If you want me, call me. Last thing, thank you for allowing yourselves to be recorded so that this workshop can be available for people all over the world and we can end the suffering of dating for thousands and thousands of people who could never make it here. So thank you very much for that. And thank you for how wonderful you were today. It was a privilege to be with you. Good night. Thank you. Thank you.